Welcome to another edition of the Solopreneur Movement Podcast. My name is Dr. Bruce, and today we're going to jump right in and talk about one of my favorite topics, which is follow-up, which is called the Fight Club, right? And I want to change the way that maybe you think about the Fight Club. And no, this is not your Edward Norton, Brad Pitt Fight Club version, right? But this is a part of the selling system that we coach on, because I truly believe 99% of business is a mindset, right? Typically, when I kick off the Solopreneur Movement Podcast, what I say is a solopreneur is any individual sales person that is in a commoditized industry, and they are solely in charge of their sales, their service, their marketing, and all of this is a mindset, right? So when we talk about the Fight Club in terms of you as a salesperson, a solopreneur, this is a different mindset, right? This is a place where salespeople go where they're ready for battle, not with their clients, but for their clients, right? Because the truth is, most salespeople simply do not fight hard enough for the business. They think that they're being a nuisance most of the time, right? Or maybe they have imposter syndrome, or they don't have a deep conviction. So they're too worried about being a nuisance and too concerned about being, you know, pushing too hard. But the reality is this: if you truly believe that you provide the best solution for people out there, then it is your duty to fight to earn the business. If you know you can serve them better than anyone else out there, then why would you not fight for that business? So that is the question, right? So, you know, once you really have the confidence in who you are, what you do, why you matter, and the services and the offerings that you bring to the equation, to the table, then why are you not fighting harder, right? Why do we not fight harder as salespeople for the business? And I believe in the over 10 plus years that I've been working and coaching, you know, whether it's as a manager or whether it's as a salesperson myself, all over the country, really all over the world, I believe it's for two reasons why people do not fight for the business. Number one is they don't want to come across as quote unquote too pushy. Or number two, they have that fear of rejection, right? So too pushy, in my opinion, it's really associated with being liked. And I think that's really why a lot of people, it's like, well, I don't want to be too pushy, therefore, because I want to be liked, right? We're all relationship builders in sales. But however, the challenger is the number one sales trait of the top performers. Like, you can't be afraid to challenge people. You can't be afraid to go the distance. You can't be afraid to ask for the business, right? But a lot of people is like, no, I just want to be liked and they'll come to me when they're ready, sort of a thing. All right. Number two is that fear of rejection. And fear of rejection, it's not even about the other person, quite frankly. It's about you, the individual. You don't want your ego to get hurt, right? And I've gone through this in my own business. I'm this international business coach and speaker. I speak in front of, you know, tens of thousands of people every single year. You know, why am I asking for the business? Or, you know, why am I having to push so hard? And if I get rejected, oh my gosh, what if my followership found, you know, the fact that I got rejected, you know, all these different times? Because I do get rejected just as much as you, probably more than you, right? Because I'm constantly out there having new conversations with other people. And so that's really the two reasons why I feel like a lot of us don't fight for the business. If we don't go the distance, we don't go that 7 to 15 touches, is because we have that fear of rejection, therefore it hurts our ego, or we don't want to come across as too pushy, because the reality is most of us want to be liked, all right? And so that's really what we're talking through here today. But here's the truth. If you're in sales, it is your job to protect your potential clients from amateurs or transactional people who are out there, right? There are a lot of transactional people that are out there in our world, right? Because again, working in a commoditized industry, what does that really mean? It means that it's saturated. It means that it's a service or a product that people need. They don't necessarily even want it, but they need it. And therefore, whether it's government regulated, whatever it is, right? It's like, oh my gosh, I need this thing. And so there, or I have to have this thing, like insurance, you know, like car insurance. And so therefore they're shopping on price. So again, it's our job more than ever in commoditized industries to go out there and protect your existing database, or protect your community, or protect your friends and your family from the amateurs that are out there, or the transactional people that are just simply doing it for money that are out there. Okay. So this is the simple filter that I run people through, all right? The very first conversation or the very first meeting or the very first outreach, I call that my help list. I think I can help you. I don't know until I have a conversation with you, all right? Now, the Fight Club is I've already met with you, right? I've already qualified you. I did a discovery call, and you check some of these boxes. If I can answer yes to all three of these questions, then it is my duty to fight to earn the business. So number one, are you a motivated buyer? So again, is this something you need or that you want and that you're expecting to make a decision over the next few weeks? I typically say 90 days or less, right? So number one, are they motivated? Is this something that they really need or that they want? Okay. And they're going to use somebody. So the second question is, do they fit my filter of somebody that I want to do business with? So think about the favorite clients that you've ever had within your business. And you'll start to notice some similar themes or some similar traits. That's what I call your filter, right? So your exact target market and your segment of people. And then there are certain traits that those type of people exude, right? So for me as a coach, my filter is pretty easy. Is this person coming to me hungry, humble, coachable, right? They don't know everything that there is to know. Maybe they're enlightened. And therefore, they believe in coaching and training. So that's my little filter. So if they fit my filter, then the third question is, do I believe that I'm just as good or better than anybody else out there when it comes to this exact specific service that we're offering? So once again, if you can answer yes to all three of these questions, number one, are they a motivated buyer? Meaning that they're going to use somebody in the near future. Number two, do they fit my filter of somebody I want to do business with based on certain traits? Number three, do I believe in my heart that I am just as good, if not better than anybody else out there? If the answer is yes to all three of those, then once again, it is your duty to fight to earn the business, not just for you, but for them, to protect them from the average, to protect them from the transactional people, right? To protect them from those different types of people. So I hope that this podcast episode helps, because consistently the number one thing that I see salespeople with, and myself included, is not going the distance, is not fighting for the business. We don't want to be a nuisance, right? We don't want to be too pushy. We have fear of rejection or whatever it is. And I truly dislike limbo land. I do not like being in limbo land when it comes to sales. So once again, if I believe that I can help that person and I'm really good at what I do, then therefore I am going to fight for that business, right? Within this process. So here's my challenge to you. Who's in your Fight Club right now? Who do you need to have maybe these challenger conversations with? So remember, there's the relationship builder where, you know, we want to be liked. And yes, I want to be liked too. All right. But at a certain point, you have to challenge that person. What is stopping us from getting started? Have you noticed how hard I've worked to earn your business? Is anybody else adding this amount of value to your life and your business? Then what is really stopping us from getting started? And that's a whole nother session then you get into the actual objections that they have, or you get into the excuses that they have, right? Because those are two very different things. There are true objections and then there are just excuses, all right? But every single day I wake up and I fight to earn the business. I fight to earn the first meeting, the first conversation with somebody, right, from a prospecting standpoint. But then after that very first conversation, I certainly fight to earn the business long term. And I wish that it happened overnight. I wish there was such thing as a one call close. But the reality is, all of us out there typically requires us to go 3, 5, 7, 15 touches over a certain time frame. All right. We call that a touch with value every single time. That makes them think, how can I solve your problems just as good, if not better, than anybody else that is out there? All right. So every single week, I say every week, but getting back into the habit of every week, I try to come into your life with this Solopreneur Movement podcast. And so I appreciate it. These episodes are always sponsored by Accountable CRM. Accountable is the only mortgage-specific CRM that is built in with coaching and accountability. We have a very high adoption rate for our users because they wake up every day, they know who to contact in their business and how, and it has built-in key performance indicators, and it's a gamified approach. So if you are interested, and I mean, this kind of goes hand in hand with this topic today, the Fight Club follow-up, and you're interested in the coaching component, and you're interested in having a CRM that you can help really protect your database through the CRM that we'd love to have that conversation. Now, if you heard this podcast topic and you're like, well, who is this Dr. Bruce guy? You know, maybe this is a great session that I want to bring in for my team. Please do not hesitate to reach out info@90daysales.com. And we could talk about whether that's going to be a webinar or an in-person workshop, which is one of my favorite things to do. It actually is my favorite thing to do, right? I love to speak. I love to coach. I have that heart of a teacher approach. So with that being said, let's go out there and let's have a great week going out there and fighting to earn the business. There's probably at least 3 to 5 people right now in your existing pipeline, in your existing database, where you need to have a tough conversation and you need to ask them, why are we not doing business together, right? I know I've added the value. I know I've shown you the solution to the problems that you have. What is really stopping us from getting started? Remove the fear of rejection. Remove the ego from the process. Don't worry about being too pushy. An object at rest will stay at rest unless acted on by an outside force. You are that force. Go out there and be that force. And remember, this is a mindset. I'm just as good, if not better, than anybody else out there. In my heart of hearts, I have to truly believe that. Have a great day.